Moving on to action item number five, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2011, first quarter internal audit report, John Devine, internal audit.
Morning.
Morning.
Next slide, please. All right, on this slide, this is a list of things I'm going to briefly discuss at this presentation. Next slide, please. The annual risk assessment for that develops annual audit plan, it was delayed. When I first got here, we had a turnover from the previous internal auditor in my position, and there were some emerging risks that management wanted me to look at when I first got here. So I actually developed an annual audit plan after the year began. Technically, the audit plan should have been developed before the year began. So in the future, I'll be developing an annual audit plan and presenting it to the board at the July meeting for the upcoming audit, or for the upcoming year. So I just wanted to let you all know that this is why the audit plan is being presented late this year. Next slide, please. And I've already started the FY 2011 audit plan. So far, this is the status. Those are items that I've completed. I canceled the quarterly follow-up. Normally, I do follow-up work to make sure action plans were being implemented by management. There were no open action plans. The previous quarter, there were 21 action plans I followed up on, and they had completed all those action plans. So this quarter, there was no action plans to follow up on. Next slide, please. And these are the areas that I anticipate auditing for the coming year. Next slide, please. And this is a visual. Next slide, please. I did do one special project. I was a request by management. It had to do with the, there was thoughts that an individual may have been using the purchase card for unauthorized purchases. And after we did a review of that, there was no wrongdoing. He did violate policy, but they were all legitimate purchases. And the HR department and the legal counsel, they got involved and they took an administrative action. And one of the things they did was were three purchase cards were compromised. They reissued those cards. But there was no wrongdoing, and administration actions were taken. Okay, next slide, please. And then the main audit I did during this quarter was computerized maintenance management system. And the primary objective was to make sure that the maintenance work is prioritized and scheduled and performed in an efficient manner. And then below are some of the secondary audit objectives. Next slide, please. And the scope of work was basically, as you can see in this paragraph, it was the wastewater plant operations, the water plant operations, pipelines, and dam operations, lake maintenance, and all the vehicle maintenance for the period December 1st through 2009 through November 30, 2010. And based on my review, the authority of maintenance work is appropriately prioritized, scheduled, and performed in an efficient manner. And it was determined that most of these secondary objectives were being accomplished as well, with some exceptions. And if there's and I've got the report attached, diligence. If there's any questions about any of those issues and action plans, I can take questions and answer those now. If not, I can move on to the next slide.
So what were the exceptions?
Well, one just of the main exceptions was that we did not have a standard operating procedure for the microwave. And so that's going to be developed. And there were some instances where not all the assets were loaded in the micro main. So we weren't capturing all the maintenance costs. So that's being addressed as well. But those are the main items right there.
And it also had to do with people not taking the time to dot all the I's across the T's, and some were doing it one way and some were doing it the other.
Good. And we, Don Neal presented at the risk management. He's going to be one of the main folks that's going to help design that, and along with the MicroMain administrator. But Don and the MicroMain administrator will be the two that will be developing that program. and working with the folks out in the field. Okay, next slide, please. And I do my quarterly payroll review, and the main objective for these quarterly payroll reviews are limited. It's just, it's basically to make sure that the gross pay is correct for all employees, and all the payroll checks that were issued were to bona fide employees. And they were all bona fide employees, and the gross pay based on HR records going to the payroll records of the week. Next slide, please. And that's it for this quarter. Is there any other questions?
Thank you, John.